All right, let's quickly go over to Leo Holman and Annie Cyrus. Again, we have breaking and heartbreaking news tonight. Diamond and Silk has passed away tonight. We don't have any details. Their show is slated, as always, 9 p.m. right after this show. And we are working right now as we move closer to the 9 o'clock hour to be joined by Logan and by Mike Lindell. We're trying to reach Dr. Artis, and we may also open up the phone lines as well. Special tribute tonight to Diamond of Diamond and Silk. Sadly, we received the news here on the air less than 30 minutes ago. About the time it broke on Twitter is when we were told about it as well by Mike Lindell himself by text here at the news desk, the passing of Diamond and Silk. Joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie, welcome to the broadcast. I know being associate producer here and part of our team, you also, I'm sure, are shook by this, as are we.
I definitely am. I was here waiting to join you when you broke the news, and I think I'm processing it just like everyone else. But all I have to say is I thank Lord for the blessing of giving Diamond to us for the time she was here with us. I personally have learned a lot from both of them, Diamond and Silk, to be funny and is still strong, their love for this nation. And I will pray for Silk and Diamond's family as they go through this process as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll have more at 9 o'clock here, folks, in about 11 minutes. In the meantime, I don't know, Leo was going to join us. Have we not been able to reach Leo? Okay, well, let me come to my screen. We'll grab the audio. Annie, what is this video that you sent me, and when did it come out? What are we about to see?
This video came out last night, January 8th. This is directly inside the IRGC Telegram channel, the verified account of theirs, and they released it on their second year anniversary of their original announcement on the revenge is mandatory and those responsible for killing Soleimani will pay the price. This is the we actually broke the news on the first video as well, and this one was released on their Telegram channel last night on the 8th of January. Expanding the list from Trump to a lot more names and pictures and positions in previous or current government of United States of America.
Mike Lindell calling in there. He is actually talking with Silk tonight, and he is in communication with her, been talking with her. So again, we're going to ask you guys to please pray for Diamond, for Silk. And the passing of her sister Diamond, and very, very shocking, grieving news for everyone. And Mike Lindell calling in there, knowing we're on the air, but wanting to have me convey this message to all of you to please be praying for Silk tonight. All right, Annie, pick it up right there if you would, please. Again, this video just came out last night. We're probably one of the first international outlets to play this, right?
We are the. Inside America, we are the first broadcasting to play this.
And a lot of groups will never pick this up, will they?
No. This is it. It's going to be me and you and the end of it. Nobody else is going to pick it up because nobody wants to be added to the list of the names and pictures you'll be seeing on that one-minute video.
Right. All right, folks, this is live television. We're doing our best to keep going. We're doing our best to fulfill this slot, coming up to the 9 o'clock hour, which is normally Diamond and Silk show. So again, we are covering a topic. We would rather not have to do this right now. We would love to just go off the air. But we also at the same time want to try to give you news and information as it comes in on the shocking passing of Diamond. And of course, asking you to pray for Silk. But don't think us callous as we bounce from talking about that back to the story, because we don't really have much more we can say at this time. But at the top of the hour, we'll reset, come back in, and figure out who's going to join us as we pay special tribute to Diamond and also ask you to pray for Silk. We will at some point cut away, go to a best of them, but we owe it to their audience that tunes in at 9 o'clock for them to make sure they know the news and to honor Diamond the best we can on a live broadcast. With that being said, Annie, this is, again, the first outlet to probably air this. Many of them would be scared to air this, but you're reporting tonight that this is what the Islamic Revolutionary Guard put out last night on social media, correct?
Correct. And again, it is that they have advanced to make sure that their Farsi also have an English subtitle. They are directly sending this message to us Americans here in America because they have gone to perfect English, writing it on a screen, putting enough images on the scene with their names and everything. Like, it is absolutely the targeted audience is us.
All right.
But our mainstream media isn't going to play it for us.
Okay, well, here it is. Here it is. That we were afraid that 2023 would see some very serious terrorist attacks. This year is January 9th, 2023. We're not starting off the year too good because these folks are not prone to making threats they don't generally follow up on or at least try, correct?
Very correct. And that's the thing. If anyone remembers the original video that was released on January 9th, 2021, sorry, 2022 that we released, it was only targeting President Trump. Now you saw
so
more
a year,
names.
You're saying, you're telling me a year to the day they've released another one.
Yes.
And we know that the Secret Service were taking it so seriously, they were providing Secret Service for people like John Bolton, according to press reports, as well as Mike Pompeo. And those people don't continue to receive Secret Service detail after they're out of office. But according to numerous news reports, the threats were so serious, they be onto those men by the IRGC, that they continue to receive Secret Service protection.
Correct. And that's the thing. Now the list has gone to, I believe we had 8 names. And the interesting thing is 2 of the names on that list of the video are Democrats. This is when I tell people, if you think Islam is going to care if you're a Democrat or Republican, they don't. On the new list that they just released on this video, as they said, they will pick when and how they will punish these people. You saw the weapon of choices on the video. This was directly toward us. This was made for us. And for anyone not to take this serious, it's a bad idea. But the fact that they have been so boldened in the last 2 years by Biden regime to put this out, knowing there will be no consequences for them, should make us a little bit more concerned than we are right now.
Well, and with the border being as porous and open as it is, their terror cells have probably grown in size in the last 2 years.
Most definitely, yes. I mean, you just had Todd Bensman talk about more of, you know, loopholes in the system for them to bring him under legal, proper, But yes, they are going to be IRGC, directly or indirectly related to IRGC. Yeah. You got Hezbollah, you got Hamas, you got Chechens. They're all under IRGC at the end of the day. That's what Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps does.
Of the weapons, of the tactics shown there, what do you think is the most probable way they would seek to eliminate Americans that they're targeting?
I would say, based on their usual go-to, bombing and sharp objects, I get, like machetes and weapons. I mean, look, what happened New Year's Eve, and then 3 days later in Massachusetts, more Allahu Akbar screaming coming out with machetes trying to behead people. It has always been their preferred weapon, sharp objects and bombs. There will not be droning, that I guarantee you. There won't be drones. It won't be. They're, at the moment, they're busy giving all of their drones to Russia while, you know, we're supposedly helping Ukraine, which we're not. But no, they're gonna go for bombings. I mean, I'm pretty sure someone in the Democrat Party is going to watch this and just say we need more gun controls because they had two guns in their weapon of choices. But normally, you know, sharp objects such as machete and bomb would be their choice.
Yeah.
And again, they are in every single state as of right now. You name the state, they have IRGC members there. They might be trained members. There might be sworn in members, meaning they belong to another Islamic terrorist group that have taken allegiance to carry out IRGC attacks.
Isn't that what happened to Rushdie earlier in the year? Yes. That was IRGC backed, his attacking him in New York when he spoke, taking out an eye and stabbing him multiple times.
Yes, and this was, I believe, August 11th of 2022 when he was speaking in New York, and the attacker, who was American-born to a Lebanese family, I think, was it 15 or 17 stab wounds? And the result was he lost his eyesight on the left side, and the right side, and the left side has no nerves for him left. Did he survive the attack? Yes. Is he going to have a life left for him? No, not really. He's just now sitting
And that was IRGC related, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The person who carried out the attack was an IRGC fan who committed the, as he said, I carried out the bounty for my respect to IRGC.
Yeah. All right, Annie, thank you for this update tonight. Sorry to bring you on and then dump this news about the passing of Diamond and Silk. Sorry to do that to you, Annie.
Oh, no, please don't apologize. In a very strange way, part of me is a little relief that I was able to come on air right away with you and tell our audience that we are heartbroken. But remember to count the blessings of the days we did have, Diamond. Don't let those days get overshadowed by the grief. Keep her name out there and follow her footsteps as far as her faith and her love for freedom.
Absolutely. And pray for Silk. Oh, pray for her sister, Silk.
Definitely.
All right, Annie, stay in touch. We'll be back in touch again with you tonight as well by phone. And thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon.
All right, Annie Cyrus of liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com joining us.